have Greg Pleasler say a few words.
Thank you very much. Anita asked me to handle the elections and the business part of the agenda this morning, so I will do that. First of all, I think I'll give a quick treasurer's report. Basically, it's the same report. We had money originally. We made some money. We spent some money. We'll have some money left. Usually, at the end of the year, I'll do my report, and I'll get it on the website and take a look at it. So that's that part. So Amelia will have some money next year to start up the conference in LA. So that will be good. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. Because you don't want to use your own money for something like that. You know, it's time to get reimbursed. Anyway, we've got a couple. We've got three positions. We've got to elect a treasurer. We have to elect a secretary. And we have to elect a vice president. Because Amelia will take over as president first of the year since he's hosting the conference next year. So let's start with the secretary. Let me read you real quick out of the bylaws, basically what the secretary's duties are. The secretary shall keep minutes of all meetings of the CCMA and shall distribute a copy of those minutes to the president of the California Assessors Association for distribution to each county assessor, the CCMA, executive committee, and all meeting attendees. Basically, what she'll do is that person will basically write up the minutes. It'll go on the website so people can access it through there. Also, the secretary will also be responsible for the production and distribution in the same manner as meeting minutes of a periodic newsletter, which we haven't really started yet, if deemed desirable. So you know what? Certainly if we elect a secretary and the secretary feels really really excited about and wants to put together a newsletter, that's great. So anyway, there's the duties of a secretary, and I'd like to open the floor for nominations. It's a two-year term. Look at the hands flying. You know, you can sit here doing the minutes just with a tape recorder. I mean, that's a lot easier than writing everything down. But we definitely need a secretary. Unfortunately, Sue Lytle from Butte County wasn't able to make it this year, so we didn't have a secretary. But, you know, it's an easy job. Here at the conference, you're doing typing up the minutes, send them to Jim, put them on the website. There you are. Been flying in the hands. You can nominate somebody else. Come on, there's got to be somebody out there. Seriously. But Randy.
So you're treasurer for life, aren't you? Treasurer for life?
No, this is for secretary.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Okay, we're not leaving this room until somebody is volunteered. Right, ready? Right,
Cynthia?
We got all day. The other elections will be so exciting that we'll come back to that and people will be raising their hand for the secretary. Okay, we need to elect a new treasurer. So basically the treasurer handles the money, obviously, the treasury of the association. And it's basically you're kind of working like, I don't know, maybe 6 months of the year helping out the president, writing checks and things like that as they're lining up certain things for the conference. So, do I have any nominations for that?
You.
Hey, that's a great idea. I think I'll serve. Second. I'll serve as treasurer for the next 2 years. said Amelia will take over as president at the end of the year, hosting the conference next year in LA County. So we're looking for a host county for 2010, and that person will be the vice president. Any nominations? There can be two vice presidents. Terry? Okay, Terry McFeely from Nevada County. And are you going to co-host, is it going to be a joint hosting with Placer?
I think so,
okay.
Yes. I mean, I was going to volunteer, but they helped me, and now I am.
Well, you don't have to take their help.
Yeah.
I don't need your help. I'm going to do it all myself. It's up to you. Okay, so that means 2010 will be the conference will be in Nevada County. Is it Nevada? You want to have it in Nevada County?
Nevada County right now is where I'm hoping to have it.
Okay, and then we'll have more information next year at the conference as to where it's going to be and more specifics on that. So, okay, so look what we did. We got a treasurer lined up. We got a vice president. And, you know, vice president, that's a tough job. You got to be, is it, you're the next.
Vice president is an easy job.
To be the secretary all the time. Well, you know, really, if you need, you know, if the president needs any help or anything like that, I mean, he could certainly call on you to help out or anything like that. You know, vice president is kind of an easy job because you're not really to that point where you're hosting the conference. It's when you become president is where the work comes in. You just kind of kick back and see what goes on.
Get worried,
yeah, and you go, oh, I'm going to have one more year. Okay, so we got a treasurer, we got a vice president, we still need a secretary. I'm telling you, that was easy stuff. The other ones, we're not leaving. I'm in this room, get somebody. Is she here? Kelly in the back from Lake County?
Yeah, I don't.
Sal? Where's Sal at? Sal back here? He's hiding. His head.
Oh, San Benito.
That's right. San Benito. Well, you know, I
Brett.
What?
Solana from Sonoma County. She's very active, I think.
Solana County? Somebody's nominating somebody from another county? I'm sorry?
What are the responsibilities?
Basically, the responsibilities are at the conference, you take the minutes of the conference, you type them up, you summarize them, send them to Jim, put them on the website.
I just want to point out that these minutes don't have to be real detailed.
No, they don't.
What actually is said in each of the presentations or whatever. Just an overview of what went on at this conference. And basically, like, you know, the reporting which officers were elected and, you know, that's the important stuff.
And the past we've had.
Don't think you have to take all these detailed notes of everything that goes on during a presentation unless it has to do with the actual business of this meeting.
Yeah, this person talked about this. This person talked from this, from wherever, talked about this. That's it. Denise Wilber, she was from CD Data. She was one of our secretaries years ago. Also, Jesse Mudge was also a secretary.
All you got to do is look at some of the past minutes on the website that are posted there.
Yeah. Great, easy job. Oh, and what was your name? I'm sorry.
Solana.
Oh, your name is Solana.
Solana.
From what county?
Barbara.
Okay. I thought somebody was trying to nominate somebody from Solano County. This is good. See how easy this is? One of the other things that we talked about was a certification committee. Basically, those people are appointed. I'll just do a quick, what we were probably going to talk about as far as the certification committee. We talked about certifying ourselves as mappers, GIS people, so on and so forth. Unfortunately, the committee really hasn't been doing a whole lot because we just don't have the time to meet, but we sat down and we met this morning. We're going to do a lot of communication with each other, and we're going to see if we can't nail this down. George Eaches from Orange County retired last year. He did a proposal to the California Assessors Association, and they, of course, they supported the certification program, but they wanted a little bit more as far as, if there's going to be any testing. They wanted to maybe model it after the IAAO certification program. So we talked a little bit, and we pretty much got a kind of an idea of where we want to go. So we'll see if we can nail this thing down by the next conference. We've been talking about this thing since I started coming to the conferences back in San Diego, and it's been a long process, and I really think it's time that we really get this thing rolling, or not rolling, but completed, basically. I mean, it's been rolling for a while, but not rolling in the direction that we wanted it. So anyway, with the certification committee, it's appointed, and last year, we appointed Terry McFeely from Nevada County, Emilio Solano from Los Angeles, Dwayne Gower from Santa Barbara, and so they're still in as far as the appointments. But we got to reappoint myself, Dan Rios from Calaveras County, Doug Vieira from Riverside County, and we have to replace Steve Wolfinger from San Luis Obispo County. So. We did an appointment of Jim Isbell from Kern County to replace Steve Wolfinger, and we'll reappoint the rest of this group. Anybody else want to sit in on the committee and lend your support or your expertise or anything like that? Sal? Okay. We'll put Sal down for appointment also. And was it the 2011 conference you were volunteering?
No.
Okay. Do we have any more business? Oh, make sure you guys check out the website, too. I don't know how many of you guys have checked out the website, but Jim has done an excellent job as far as keeping that thing going for a few years. There's a lot of stuff on there. Every time a job opens somewhere, it gets posted on the website. It's very nice. Like I said, look at the shirts on there. You can see the board on there, all the committee members, so on and so forth. Past conferences, all kinds of links to other different places like the Assessors Association. So make sure you check out the website. He uses his own money to finance that.
Oh, yeah, I got to get you that invoice, don't I?
I got to write
the
okay, I'm going to have Sasha come up real quick. And she's got a quick little something she wants to talk about. So come on in.
Good morning, all. I'm Sasha from Plaza County. And as my manager spoke last night, Gary Powell, and he focused more on training. So he volunteered this morning. I talked to him 15 about 10 minutes ago. Plaza County will be able to train. So basically, right now, we're not sure how we're going to do it because some ideas came that we should have a workshop day before the conference or something. But first, we have to go to the education committee and get approval. What are the guidance we have to follow? Just like CASA conference, which is the ownership conference, one of my assessment supervisors in ownership, she trained. So basic training is a very big focus in Plaza County, and I know that the county does it in Plaza County. But newer people come in, and GIS, everybody gets trained, but there are some of the special tasks we have to know, basically, and then find the titles we try to do. We want to get more involved in other basic, maybe assignments we have to do. So basically, we will talk more within all these members of the certifying committee, and maybe decide if you want to do a workshop. So basically, once you get more information, we'll send something to the members, and we can get your input too. If any, if we go for the day before the workshop or the conference, then we need topics, and then Gary Powell will be the first trainer for the mapping conference. And we will have, Plaza County will have, and then we will get more people in as that. So we can combine as a mapper's conference if you want, because Plaza conference runs 3 days, and we know, because my staff in the ownership division, they go. And we don't, the only trick we get is this conference. So we should add a little bit more and get our values up as the mappers and get more certifying values by saying, and appraisers go as BE training how many times a year. So we should support ourselves and get this going. If we want to do, and in one post we can do this, if we want to do a workshop day before the conference. And you can register, so if everything goes through, we may do this way. But we will get everybody notified what's going on. So first thing is just for the committee to see what are our requirements to meet this. Thank you.
Yeah, I really think that's a good idea. Originally, we thought maybe we would do something outside of the conference. But, you know, I know how hard it is to get to the conference, and we thought, well, let's go ahead and if we can combine it. But, you know, you're not looking at two separate events that we've got to try to do per year. So, and the education committee, that's the Assessors Association Education Committee. We want to make sure we get approval from them, and also check with State Board of Equalization, see if we need any approval from them, just to let them know what we're going to be doing. So definitely a good idea. I think we really need something like that. And the topic was yesterday was all the different aspects of each assessor's office in the state, you know, and how basically our things are done. And I think that it's something that we really need to do. So I just have one other quick note. Is Andrea here from Orange County? Or is Andrea, can you make it?
This morning.
She's late. She's coming. I just want to point out this is going to be Andrea's last conference because she is retiring. So and I think we'll miss her. They hosted a few years ago, and Andrea was a real she did a great job at putting that thing together with George Eaches and the rest of the staff. So we'll miss her anyway. Anything else for the good of the order?